Unit 21. The Boy King. Around 1342 BC, a boy was born in ancient Egypt. He was named Tutankhamun. He was the son of a king and eventually became the pharaoh of Egypt when he was only 10 years old. It was a young age to be the king of an entire land. He was crowned in a great ceremony, but he would not be a very important pharaoh. He did not have any great accomplishments while he was king. His reign as pharaoh was quite short, and he died very early. His only real achievement was to overturn a decision by the former pharaoh, his father Akhenaten. Akhenaten wanted to get rid of Egypt's traditional religious system and create his own. Tutankhamun did not allow this to happen. After Tutankhamun restored the traditional deities, he built many temples to celebrate the god Amun-Ra. Amun-Ra was an important Egyptian god who controlled the air and was known as the father of the gods. Later in his reign, Tutankhamun may have fought wars with other enemy tribes. Some historians believe that Tutankhamun suffered a fatal head wound during one of these wars and died at age 19. But centuries later, he would become the most famous ancient Egyptian in history. In fact, the name King Tut has become synonymous with the lives of the ancient Egyptians. In 1922, an archaeologist named Howard Carter was exploring the Valley of the Kings, an area of Egypt west of the Nile. Carter had been searching for Tutankhamun's tomb for 15 years. He had spent a lot of money and worked very hard, but had still not been able to discover anything. Finally, he was able to find the steps that led to Tutankhamun's tomb. He was able to make a tiny hole in the corner of the doorway of the tomb and look in with a candle. What he saw was a dazzling display of gold and jewels that had been untouched for over 2,000 years. Incredibly, thieves had not stolen or damaged any of the treasures inside the tomb. Even more incredibly, Carter discovered Tutankhamun's mummified body. It was also almost perfectly preserved. The discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb was one of the most important events of history. By examining Tutankhamun's body and possessions, Carter was able to learn many things about the lives of the ancient Egyptians. Carter found games, treasures, and other artifacts in the tombs of Tutankhamun. King Tut may not have been a great king, but he was more important to human history than any other pharaohs before or after him.